My people, what is up? We're back with another episode of the Swerving Podcast, and we got a special guest in the building. Pull up, up, up. It's Miss Springtime.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, we were just talking about off camera. I met you at the music video shoot with Missing Scene. Had her on the pod earlier. Have you seen the video yet?
I did.
Okay, yeah, we did too, and it was great.
I did. It blew me away.
Like, you guys did good.
It blew me away.
That was really good. What you been up to?
Honestly.
Since then.
I'm still soaking in that energy.
What?
Of the music video.
Oh, I feel that. It was done well.
Actually, that was my first time ever, like, doing a full-out performance in a music video like that. Like, dancing with a guy partner. So, I had to sit and, like, visualize it and think about how I was going to attack the job. But I did it. And it felt so good.
So, like, did you have to, like, sit back and, like, think of something that, like, that's something you could do? Or, like, you know, like, how do you go from there? What are you going on from there?
So when they originally like approached me with the job, they're like, we're looking for, you know, a girl that can dance. Well, the artist, Jay Keith, he reached out to me personally and was like, I want you to be in my music video. I see you, you can dance, you know, can you dance for a music video? And I'm like, I've never done that before, but I'm not backing down.
Right.
So I was like, yep. He sent me the song. I listened to it a few times. Well, not a few times. I've listened to it a lot.
It's a good song.
It's a really good song. I listened to it a lot, and I just, like, visualized the way I would, like, dance with him during the visual and the type of energy I wanted to give. And, yeah, I just pretty much, like, manifested that and played it out the day of.
It was a good moment. There was good BTS there. I think there was good people behind the scenes, like, working it. And, you know, Missing Scene that was on the crew and stuff shooting it. I think everything was just played well. So
yeah.
It was a good team behind it. And I can't wait till people see it. So stay tuned for that. Shout out Brian. Shout out Jay Keith. That'd be a good video. Who is Springtime for people that don't know? And outside of, you know, being an artist that has multiple hats, can do dancing, can you sing, got pop-ups and stuff that we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Spring?
Well, I am a multifaceted person, very multidimensional adder. out of this world being, I meant to say. But I'm a mom, first and foremost. I'm a God-fearing woman. I'm going to say I'm a God-fearing woman, first and foremost. And then I'm a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a role model, community leader, activist. I stand for what's right. And
it's just Martin Luther King Day, by the way.
I get happy MLK Day, okay?
Yes.
But, yeah, and just honestly, just a person that pushes positivity and motivates, and, you know, I'm just a liver of life. I live life every day just like everyone else. I go through struggles just like everybody else, but, you know, I just stay faithful, keep pushing, and keep grinding.
So you've been in St. Louis all your life?
No, I've been here for 2.5 years now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So, like, what's your take on the city?
I love the city. I love St. Louis. I love the architecture. I love the design. I love the culture, the parks, the free zoo. The people. I love that. It's, like, so artistic, too.
Were you an artist before you came here?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
That's what's up. So you just dropped Desperada, and that's a good video. It's actually on pace to have 12,000 views in a year, so that's actually a good song. So what?
Wow.
What's, like, the artist, and what are you trying to bring to the city with, like, your light and all that?
Yeah, so, like you said, I've been an artist pretty much. I've been, like, an artist and entertainer my whole life. I've always had, like, all this energy. I've always been a super energetic person. I try to, like, get myself to chill.
But you got a spring, you know?
Exactly. So it kind of fits, you know. My
that.
Name is my personality. This is really who I am. This I embody everything Springtime. So, but you know, when I moved here to St. Louis, there was already like a huge scene for artistry and creatives. And that was really a huge reason why I did move here from Indianapolis, which I'm not from Indianapolis either. I'm from Alabama.
Okay.
Huntsville.
I can see that in you.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
But I did live in Indianapolis for like over 10 years. So I'm from there too. And, you know, now I'm here in the Lou. But the creative scene is just so huge. It's a really good, like, network. And a lot of people say the support system is not big here, but I beg to differ because ever since I came here doing the stuff that, I mean, I was already doing it, but when I came here, just the community and the space, it really, like, skyrocketed everything that I was doing. Like, they took everything I was doing with open arms and, like, excelled it. So, you know, when I moved here, it was my first time performing with a band. And then my first venue that I performed at was at the Dark Room.
I haven't been there. I still haven't been there.
If you are an artist in St. Louis and you're serious about your craft, performing at a venue like the Dark Room is, like, I honestly, there's no words. You know, the experience that they provide for you there as an artist is amazing. But then just the fact that you get to go and perform an acoustic set, you know, work with a band. And then I performed like 18 songs.
Wow.
I've never performed that many songs ever in my life. So
that's a lot. Whole set. But that's how you get out there, you know. Like, I feel like some people think that some artists have like that one hit, but you know, you got a catalog, so you got to let people know.
Yeah, you do. And also too, you know, like you said, Desperada, that's one of my most popping songs right now, but a lot of people don't know I wrote that song like 5 years ago.
Really?
That song's the beat. My producer sent me that beat probably like 8 years ago.
Well, you know, some things are ahead of their time and great things take time.
That's
so
true.
And some things are right on time.
Some things are timeless.
Exactly. So, and a lot of things are right on time, so
exactly.
You know. You know what you were doing with that. But being to St. Louis, that's cool to know that you're not from here, because I was just like peeping around and doing research from like what you got going on now. Mm-hmm. And like looking at other artists like Elena Lovely and, you know, all these female artists. I feel like the system's like very supportive. So like how is that like beaming you up to keep going in a city like St. Louis rather than like fold up and like, oh, other people got that going on, so I might not be able to do that.
That's a good question. It's a good question because it is very easy, especially as a woman, and as a black woman, to get caught up in like this weird realm of drama and antics, whether it really doesn't matter what realm or world you live in. You know, in any community, there can always be some type of chaos. But
facts.
I feel very blessed to say that I am in a realm where if there is chaos, it's controlled chaos, and it's a positive force of chaos, you know, because you need some struggle. But
yes.
The struggles that we have, it's so positive the way that we just, like, maneuver around it as a whole and as a collective. And like you said, working with people like Elena, working with people like Kiana, working with people like Ray, they make sure that at the end of the day, you know, we keeping it real, we keeping it honest, and we also staying in our own lane. Like, there's nothing that you do that I would want to come attack or, you know, detach you from or try to steer you out of your way. And not only that, I'm not even worried about that. I'm walking my own path. I'm trying to make sure I'm walking straight.
Right.
So, you know, but if we can, like, cheer each other on while we both walk in our paths, I love that for us.
I remember starting a podcast with some homies, and we kind of, before we started it, it was an idea, but I think it was more just something that we should all live by. Mm-hmm. But we kind of wanted to start a podcast that had other podcasts on, and we were going to call it, like, Rising Tides, because, like, ooh, people shouldn't be, like, battling out here and stuff. So I just feel like that's, like, with all communities of life, you know, like, I was talking about that with Nate, like, even in the food industry, like, you know, these chefs are out here going to other chefs' restaurant because that's just the love. And when you cook with love, people just buy, you know. So
exactly.
when it's not battling things and just natural love, I feel like it's all just a recycle.
Exactly. So, and I agree with that. I think that there's so much space and room for all of us to thrive that,
yes,
you know, we're all so unique. There's no reason to, like, feel like a crab in a barrel. Nobody got to pull nobody down.
I feel that. What's the goal to really top your artistry in 2025?
2025, I'm going hard. I'm going really hard. Videos, and I'm not like releasing song after song this year, you know, because I feel like a lot of artists make the mistake of thinking that they need to release music like every week. No, if you find a good song, you know, like work with that song for a little bit, push it, elevate it. So like Desperada, I recorded Desperada 2023 and I released it on my album, my EP Red Velvet, but then I re-released it as a single and then I dropped the video almost 9 months later. Wow. So I spread, you know, the time span, like I gave it to people in layers and I noticed it kept people like wanting more. And even now I'm not at that point to where I want to like take my foot off the gas with Desperada because I feel like it's still the pot simmering, you know? So it's like if you turn on too many eyes at once, you're going to get distracted from this pot over here that's cooking and you might burn your stick. So I'm going to keep letting it simmer.
Desperada remix with anybody?
I actually do already have features on Desperada. Okay. Two features on Desperada already. And they're really great features. One, Chris J, he did his thing with that. Shout out to Mikey Buzzkill because he got Chris J on that feature for me. So it was super dope.
That's what's up. So you're just not an artist, too. You like to play your role in the dating world and help people, I would say, align, you know? Yeah. So what do you got going on in the dating app and things you got going on Instagram?
Yeah.
Talk more about that.
Okay, so a little background with that before I get too much into dating. My main expertise or concern is with mental health. Yes, so I feel like in today's society, whether you're a child or an adult, if you're a human, period, you deal with mental health on some realm, you know, whether it's positive, negative, or in between. And as an artist, and not only that, but I was a chef. I'm still a chef as well, but this
chef
is not
too. Well, I'm not a chef, but I'm in the chef world, so.
Okay, so yeah. So working with food, it taught me a lot about how my body responds to things around me, you know? So like whatever I put in, that's what I'm gonna get out.
For sure.
And I just started also connecting that with myself, my mental health, with the way that I talk to people, the relationships that I have with people, so on and so forth. And I just knew that there were different things and different creative ways that I could approach a situation to bring up the topic to people, you know? So now I've created this event called Adult Date Night. And I am touching on the base of intentional communicating and dating as an adult because I feel like nowadays, when it comes to people communicating or talking amongst one another, it's really unintentional now.
It's lost.
It's very lost, you know, and I think people, they need to rediscover themselves. And I feel like if they can't do that in a long time, if they need other people to do that, it's perfectly fine because communication is a way of life. We're supposed to communicate. We're supposed to interact. But it's about the intentionality behind it, you know, like how.
Because we all know what we want.
No. Everybody knows.
That's why I was laughing at your story, though. Me and Cam were kind of talking about it at lunch and stuff, but. I guess they don't, you know, you can't fix someone to do that.
And that's why I was saying people, if they want to discover themselves, maybe they do need to talk to people, but you still have to be intentional with self-discovery through communicating with other people. You have to see that source of communication as a reflection. And a lot of people don't know that when you're talking to someone else, you're really talking to yourself. They don't know that. Their approach to situation completely biased, closed-minded, and just really unconscious. So, you know, I'm trying to curate a space where people can understand that communicating is important. And even if you don't want to find a person or someone else, find yourself.
100%. But I feel like you got to find yourself before you can even be seeking. You know, I feel like you got to do some, like, soul searching to know, like, what you want and to be ready to settle down into something, you know? So, I mean, just me, I don't want to half-ass give myself to anything or somebody, you know? Yeah. I feel like that's not healthy in anything. But I've seen the way, like, things in my parents' life and parents divorcing and stuff, just you combine things and know what you want. Like, I don't want that and want that. So that's why I'm like, people should know what they want in a way, but I guess they don't, you know?
They don't date enough. They don't date enough. They don't talk to people enough. They don't communicate enough. They're not intentional with getting to know people. I feel like a lot of people, and I can only say this because I used to be that person, to rush in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find someone, you're talking for a while, and you have this boom, this big chemistry, and you know, your body cells, you're feeling it, and you like, let's hang out every day, I love you. And you know,
until it's burnt out.
And so the feelings are temporary. Feelings are temporary, you know, but when you have a set goal and you're intentional about what you're doing, you look past your feelings. You're looking for something more than just a temporary feeling.
I feel that.
You are trying to accomplish something. You're looking for something that inside of you, you know.
I feel that, and I agree with it in a lot of ways. So before we get farther into that, I usually have all my guests ask two questions for me, but what's your first one at this time?
Okay. My first question would be, since we're talking about dating, and you've dated.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're dating someone, or say when you do you date one person or do you date multiple people? That's my first question.
No, I'm locked in because I feel like you definitely have to buy into the things you want within yourself. And like I said, you can't be trying to, I mean, I've lived that and like just know it, like, because you know you got girls that want to buy into you, but they're bought into the toxic relationship, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, oh, like, you know. So I'm very much the guy, like, I just know what I'm shooting for, and
Yeah. You
just do the reps and shoot the free throws to get, you know, buy into the things you want in life. I feel like it's just all within consistency and like soul searching too within yourself, you know. So
right.
I feel like you have to go through things to like really know that too, to value time.
Yeah.
And then know what you want within yourself to not take on no bullshit. So I would never, I'm just at that stage in my life, like, you know, yeah, I've had them college days, like we all had our days.
Yeah.
But like, I'm 27, like I don't got time to be playing with no one's time.
Yeah.
And if I do, like, I'm gonna be like, yo, are we doing this? And like, I'm all about communication, because like, Yeah. There's no reason to lie. So
Yeah. That's
the easy part. I don't need to play nobody on that for a relationship.
I feel that. Can I ask you three questions?
Yeah.
Okay, my second question is, what do you define dating to be? Because since I asked you, you know, would you date multiple people, and you said you're locked in, are you dating this person or y'all in a relationship? Because that's giving relationship vibes.
Well, coming to St. Louis, I feel like there's a whole new definition on dating. Yeah. So I got kind of put into a new realm of thinking on a date one time. And then this girl told me one time, I was just like, I mean, could you go on like, I don't know, I buy into what I see is, could like, you know, pass a couple dates.
Right.
Like, because I mean, you can do that with anybody, you know? So
Yeah. Like,
if I'm really buying time with someone, it's like, all right, do I like, what's the value in this? Like, if you can't make me be the best man I could be every day, I don't want that, for one.
That's
but
right.
If you're making me feel like that, then I'm kind of like invested to like what you can bring out of me.
Yeah.
So I feel like I try to, I'm just, like I said, I'm just locked in. So I'm asking that like on second dates and stuff because
mm-hmm.
like, you know, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, shit costs money, and I could be saving my money if we're playing time, or you got the next nigga down the street. Like, that's easy. So it's just like, I feel like dating, and this girl told me, she was like, I was like, so what are we doing? She was like, I'm just dating. Like, I do this with multiple people.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
And that's like, then I can't be mad or anything, but I can't buy my time into that to think someone like, to take a gamble on like, am I the nigga that she's gonna fuck with out of the five?
Because
I know my value, you know? So I feel like it's hanging out, not dating, because dating relationships kind of go cordial with me. But I didn't live in St. Louis. It's just different. It's just like different thinking, you know, like,
where are you from?
Farmington. It's like an hour south, like suburb living. So just dating, like, you're just doing that one person. You're going out. People know you're with that person.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's
like,
where I'm from is Alabama.
St. Louis is like, you can't say you're dating someone and then be out with someone else. Like, I thought you were, like, it's just like, so I don't move like that, you know?
I'm about to say, says who? Because they do that.
They do that, yeah. But that's
it. Happened to me last night.
So you had to put somebody on the spot?
No, I'm not gonna put him on the spot.
No, did you? Like, you just caught, like, it was something with something, then you saw something else and you're like,
I didn't say anything. anything. I just peeped it, and I, you know, I'm classy. I'm a lady.
Yeah.
And then plus, I have options, so.
And that's always the thing with women. So that's why I always just stay true to myself, and I don't.
But the thing is, when you're the top tier option, though, that's.
I mean, they got to buy into that. I mean, it's not.
Love is not transactional, though. Not transactional, not like in the way that people might think.
No, I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's about, I feel like, when you first meet a person, boom, you feel that initial chemistry and connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, like I said, it goes back into that intentional conversation. When you get to know somebody and know what they really are about and what they're really looking for, you can kind of like surpass your feeling stage, because the feeling's going to automatically come initially, because that's what sparked the catch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So once you pass that and you start asking and interviewing people, and then you start, not only are you asking them questions, but you're also really revealing things about yourself that
100%.
You like, you know, then it lets you know, okay, this is a person I can be serious with, or maybe it's not. But, okay, boom. Now, you said you don't date multiple people. You only date one person at a time. Okay, and I think that is cool. But if a female tells you that she dates multiple people, you probably wouldn't invest your time into her.
Nah, because I know my value, and I've had to, like, I just know my value. I just got to stand on that, too, as a man. And I feel like if you do that as a man, like, I feel like, you know, a lot of men don't do that. That's why women don't buy into them.
You don't think that if she was talking to multiple guys, and if it was working out with you guys, then, you know, she would...
I would hope she would, but I'm not going to, like, that's not for me to, like,
force it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Not.
I'm not that nigga. I'm not no begging nigga.
No.
Don't got to be.
No.
So,
facts. I feel like, you know, women are attractors, but I also feel like men are attractors as well. I feel like we're magnetic. It's human spirit. So.
100%. We all know what we carry, and, like, you know what you're giving off, but I know what I want at the end of the day.
That's
so,
fact.
I know what I attract, so okay. I don't settle. And I don't know. I'm just like... I'm just driven. I'm just very goal, and I'm like live on manifestation. I do a lot of soul searching.
Yeah.
So like alignment and like knowing what I want is something that I really know.
That's huge.
So like,
yeah.
And a lot of people be like, "You're capping," but I'm like, "All right, whatever." So.
But that's cool. I like that for you too as well, because it keeps you like focused. And when you walk down the path and you find your wife, you guys meet. It's going to be so spot on. You won't have to really question about it, because you've already saved the space for that.
100%.
So, I like that.
Before your third question, we'll get back to what you got going. So talk about your event you got coming up. Is it free? Like what's all in place for the people to show up? Because I feel like it would be good to like, I feel like people are just scared to get out and just get uncomfortable to get comfortable too. Or
exactly.
Like reach a new feeling. So like elaborate on that.
Okay, so with Adult Date Night, it is February 14th. It is a ticketed event. However, maybe I should give you a special discount code.
That would be cool.
That would be
swerving code? Yeah. We can do that.
Okay,
combine
let's
on
do
that.
A special discount code right. For everybody that watch the podcast. I'll
all right,
send
bet.
It to you.
And got a comment. You got a comment or something.
Yeah, you got a comment. I'm going to send it to you, and I'm going to let you do it.
All right, bet. I can do that.
And I ain't going to tell y'all what a discount is, but it's going to be good. So y'all better make sure y'all watch.
Pull up.
Pull up. Okay. But February 14th, Adult Date Night. Yes, whether you're single, whether you're with your friends, with your guys, in a relationship, it's really just a space with curated vibes to help people have intentional conversations, get out of their comfort zones, like you said. So we'll be doing icebreakers like date trivia, asking questions like this, like, what do you think about dating multiple people? Or do you even date? Or do you want to date? Or are you just looking for a one-night stand?
Right.
Being honest, being real.
People don't do that either.
They don't. And even we ask uncomfortable questions too, because we're adults,
yes.
You know, but I think it's also us. We're transitioning. Once before we were kids,
yeah,
you know, and in today's society, they make a lot of things based around sex and relationships really weird. So the communication is just not there, but y'all pull up February 14th. It's going to be a vibe. If you want to find somebody, you can find somebody. If you just want to come with your friends and have a good time, come have a good time. And if you think you could possibly be my match, pull up.
Dropping the code. But capping off that's what I love about you, too. I just feel like you're very, like, I feel like you would be the door guy, like, hey, you want to buy this? So, like, you know, you get out here and do these pop-ups and stuff rather than someone finding you across the phone. Like, what's important about that? People putting a face on the face and shaking hands.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, y'all already know what time it is. It's springtime. Okay. I'm a walking vibe. Like, you know, it's just not the same when I'm not there.
I feel like going to parties too. Like, I'd rather host a party, so
because you know you're gonna have it lit.
You're gonna set the vibe.
Like, if you had me on your podcast but had somebody else asking me questions,
it'd be lit.
That shit, I would be like, we're swerving. Who is this? It's not gonna be the same.
It won't.
Yeah, because the vibe not the same. So, you know, I just feel like God
blessed us
with light. He blessed us with a one-of-a-kind light, you know. And
a platform.
And it shines.
That's what's up.
Period.
You did the one at the coffee house with Bumble Tea?
Sweetwaters. Sweetwaters in the Grove, yep.
And that was, is that when you announced Desperado, or, like, what was that?
So that was a show that I did at the end of the year in partnership with Sweetwaters Coffee and Tea. They just had me come, and they were launching something new, having these little series where people come, do pop-ups, and perform at the coffee shop. So I was one of the first artists to do that.
So TikTok was important to you in, like, your career.
I wouldn't say it's super important,
but, like, you do, like you kind of need stuff like that to, like,
yeah, I do. I go live.
It's important.
Social media, TikTok, yeah, it is all important. It is.
It is, and
it is a promotion.
Well, like, I feel like the reels and stuff, like, that's where I came across you too. Like, you were doing that, and I was like, that came across the Instagram reel, but it was just like, that's the energy you give me, like, just like all that, and it's just crazy how, like. It's just crazy, like, how important that is to some people, you know? So, like, it's cool. It's cool seeing the fight, but everyone's creators. That's why I'm just, like, just let people, like, do what they do, you know?
Exactly.
So I just had to ask that and see what your mind was at. Exactly. And where's your third question?
Okay, so my third question. Now, this is a how would you respond type thing.
Okay.
So if you were out somewhere and you were dating someone, and you seen the person that you were dating, or y'all been out on a few dates, and you seen them pull up to the same place you were with, but with someone else, how would you respond? Would you say something? Would you not say something?
I think you just know what it is at that. I wouldn't question it. Because like I said, like...
Has it ever happened to you have you ever been the person to pull up with somebody else while you were dating somebody?
No.
No? Okay. Mm-mm. You're not that type.
No, definitely not. Stand on that. And I'm not in the club. Like, I don't go to the club and shit. Like, I don't do shit.
Could be at an event.
I mean, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, I don't know.
At the,
like,
restaurant.
I just don't move, like, bold like that. That's bold moving. That's not me. Like, I don't know. But that's petty. That's really petty. But what I said,
energy.
I get that a lot. But I just kind of just, I'm in my lane, you know.
No, you got
grounded.
You have to. Yeah, because when you give off husband energy, it's so rare that you can't just... You don't need to.
And that's because my parents were divorced, though, because, so, like, I don't know. I'm really about, like, setting the trend, you know? Like, in my family, I just feel like there's been, like, a lot of potential to, like, be groundbreaking and be different. But, like,
yeah.
And I was telling my mom that, like, it's just, like, I never had, like, these figures in my life being, like, this is how you love a woman, or this is how you, like, you sand niche and build that up. Like,
yeah.
I've been seeing people move crazy. And, like, doing crazy stuff, like,
facts.
And I want to tell, but I'm like, I'm just not going to move like that, you know?
Right.
So that's why, like, I don't know. I don't judge nobody else, but I know how I want to move and walk my walk. Toward the end, I just know I move solid. We were talking about a girl and she just might not have been ready.
Mm-hmm.
But she was kind of, like, trying to say, like, she was working on herself, but her background, I didn't think that. So... But it's not fair of me to, like, call that out, you know,
right,
and be ready. So I did that and then got blamed on. So, you know, I learned things in my walk, too, but I don't know.
Right. Some stuff you just peep and just move accordingly.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, I feel like I'm just tapped in, you know.
I
feel like we all, like, know what we're doing here.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes.
So I just try to, like.
You're intentional.
Yeah. I just try to be true to that.
Yeah. That's good.
I don't got to bullshit nobody.
Period. Because you don't bullshit yourself.
No.
When you play other people, you're really playing yourself.
I feel that. So, like, Miss Spring, like, you're worthy. Like, are you just, like, what are you, like, more reserved? Or, like, are you the looking type? Like, what are you doing?
Definitely not the looking type because I'm, like, soft girl. More like a attract, you know, I'm a attract female. But right now, I hate to say it because I am hosting a dating event. However, I don't think I'm in the realms of dating right now anymore.
Just been like, are you too triggered or like been through too much like trauma to like put that on someone else? I feel like people don't heal before they try to like give that to somebody else.
I don't think it has anything to do with me healing. I think it has a lot to do with my career.
Heard that.
And what I do as an entertainer and as an artist, I just think that, you know, one, my image, like me being single just fits my image better. And then two, I'm a lover girl. Like if I was in a relationship with someone, I would be completely locked in with them.
Heard that.
You know, so I just don't think it fits right now with my career. And I have too many other things that I need to focus on that are more important than love that don't pay the bills.
Heard that. That outside the line work.
But I'm still intentionally being friends with people and getting to know people and, you know what I'm saying, living life and enjoying myself. I don't have intentions to marry anyone anytime soon. And if anyone approaches me with that energy, I'm steering away from it.
But I feel like, I'm not on that either, but I just feel like we all, like, it takes time to bond with somebody. And I feel like, people, like, jumping into marriages and shit. And that's why a lot don't work fast. But, I mean, I feel like, you got to just build that foundation before you even, like, lock into thoughts like
facts,
that. You
facts.
Know, so.
Like, be my friend. And yeah. I think that since I have the mindset of not dating, like, if someone approached me and we, like, you know, created a friendship and talked and built off that, I mean, my mind could change. Nothing's forever. But right now, how I feel.
I feel that. You standing on that. I feel that. Well, now we finna shift to the Swerving Q&A. I do this with all my guests, so this is a fun round, and I kind of base the questions now off the guests, so
okay,
you ready?
Yeah.
What was the worst date you ever been on?
Oh, my gosh. The worst date I had ever been on, I'm trying to think.
Well, it'd be two questions in one, because we were kind of talking earlier, and I want to know what you think. Like, what's the worst date you ever been on, and... Uh-huh. If you're dating someone, when do you pay for the date? When are you paying the bill? When do you think, like, are you and how many times? Like, how do you think that should be relayed?
Oh, okay. Okay, so the worst date that I've ever been on, I haven't really actually been on any bad dates, honestly. I think it's just more so, like, the after effect of how the person acts afterwards. But during the date...
Because of expectations?
Not expectations, but it's just, like, people, you know, they're going to be themselves. So,
right.
You know, over time, people can't help but to genuinely be themselves.
I get that.
But really, no bad dates. And plus, if it started off bad, it wasn't a date. I left. It ended right there.
I feel that.
I feel the vibe as soon as I come in. So, yeah. And then as far as, like, paying for a date, I honestly do not mind paying for my man's meal. And I love to cook. So, food is my love language. I would prefer... to cook at home in a cute outfit, you know what I'm saying? Dress the plate up nice, serve it here, babe. But if not, we can go out, get some drinks. And I'm not going to lie, like, I'm an Aries, I'm an alpha female. So something about, you know what I'm saying, being like, you know I'm a little tiny ant, but at the same time, I get to be aggressive one day. Like, let me pay for your meal, daddy.
I feel that.
People, let me buy you a
like
drink.
That's what's up. All right. That's fair.
I like it. I think it's cute, you know what I'm saying, to surprise your man and flip the roles sometime.
I get that, but I feel like, I don't know, I work the biscuit sometimes. Uh-huh. And it'd be like, I try to, like, take gambles on, like, if this dude's going to pay or not. And, like, some dudes would just be, like, looking. And, like, I'm like, bro, why are you even dating? You know, like, you shouldn't even be not doing that. And, like, you could tell, like, some people are just settled in things because of, you know, convenience.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that some people move like that, but I don't know.
Just the first date, though, if you ask me out on the first date, I'm not paying.
No, yeah, that's rules. That's
but
written rule.
I'm asking
rule.
You on a date that I'm paying for. Yeah.
I feel
gonna
that.
I'm going to ask you out. I'm going to call you. What you doing? Meet me here. At
pull
this
up,
time.
Up, up.
Yeah, pull up, up, up.
In
the black Detroit.
How do you define success, and has it changed like over time? So I feel like, so like me within the podcast, like, I started it years ago, but I was only getting like 20 views, 10 views, but it took like due time. Mm-hmm. So like as an artist, it's kind of like the same thing. Like, you know, a song might not pop, but like you did Desperado a long time ago, mm-hmm. and now it's that. So like, what's the importance of that stuff? Just being in like the moment and knowing like time.
I think it's important as an artist to have no ceilings, mm-hmm. to, you know, like say that there's an infinite amount of levels that you can go. So then you'll never not be hungry, you know? And then like my definition of success, I just base it off being better than I was yesterday.
One day at a time, I feel that.
One day at a time, and I only look to myself. Like, of course, I have people that I, like, okay, I'm inspired by them. They motivate me. And that doesn't mean, like, it's like Beyonce. Sometimes it's just my friends. You know, I see them getting through the day-to-day life, or they're so positive no matter what they're doing. Or they're so humble, mm-hmm. you know, and they're really this great, amazing person, but they just... so chill about it. So, you know, I define my success off that, and I just keep moving and being true to me.
I'm all about that too, like 1 foot forward at a time. And my biggest like thing is I try to tell people, like, if you're doing the same shit you were doing last year, you're not evolving.
At all.
You got to just be progressing at all times.
That I did pop the balloon yesterday, and that was one of the contendants or whatever, he had asked, where do you guys see yourself in 3 to 5 years? And someone was basically saying they see themselves doing the same thing that they're doing now. And I was just like, in 3 to 5 years? I was like, okay.
That's crazy talk.
This is a real thought. And I don't even think that they meant that. I think that they just never thought about that. They never intentionally sat to think about that at all. So it's like, now that the person was asked that question, I'm pretty sure they're gonna think about it.
Right.
So for the next,
that's
time.
A crazy answer. That's a crazy
it
answer.
It was very crazy, and the fact that it was recorded, I was like, okay, you know, they're gonna look back at that and be like,
What's something you want to try but you haven't had the chance to yet?
That I want to try?
Yeah.
It don't even
have to be like music wise. Like just be something.
Flying on a private jet.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to fly on a private jet, and I want to eat some good food. Probably some food that either me and my mom cook too.
You cook, huh? What's your favorite dish to make?
I don't have a favorite dish. All the dishes are my favorite.
Damn.
I love international food though.
That's fair. If you do like a party sometime and cook, I need to pull up.
Oh,
so let me know.
Oh, the next dinner party. You will pull up.
All right, bet.
I got you.
I'm big foodie.
You ain't never seen my dinner party.
Uh-uh. You do that? Say less. I'm with it. Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes, I do. I do. I believe that you can have multiple soulmates, too. Like, I have my own definition of a soulmate.
What's that?
I don't necessarily believe that it always has to be, like, love-based.
Yeah. You were meant to meet some people.
Yeah, and come across, and some people, your souls connect, and you mate, and you grow and evolve into something else. Yeah, I feel like a lot of soul mates, though, might, some are temporary, some might be for a while, but
But I feel like you got to bond with some souls, and, you know, some are temporary, but you bond with them souls to, you know what you want in a later time when you're ready to, you know, give that time.
Evolve, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I feel like also too, sometimes you run into familiar souls a lot. So maybe
within different people though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just the energy. Like karma. It's like karma. You know, there's like these lessons that you have to pass, you know, and so you're gonna keep repeating it, running into that same energy or that same situation until you move different. And that's why I said I'm not dating.
That's fair.
Trying to move different.
Staying true to yourself. And that's the first key of changing, you know?
Yes, doing something different outside of the norm. So y'all need to step outside of y'all norm and February 14th pull up to adult date night.
Okay? I agree with that. Who would you like to see on the Swervin podcast?
Ooh.
You can give one or two.
Okay. I definitely. I gotta see my guy Josh on here.
Josh? Do I know Josh?
Josh B. He's a producer.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely super dope. He gotta come up on here. And another person I would definitely say Lovely.
Yeah, she seems fun. I'd like to talk to her.
Yes, Lovely. She's a really good vibe, and she's an amazing artist, beautiful voice, and oh my gosh, I've never anytime anyone mentions her name or my name together, it's always just such positive vibes. I just love that. So yeah.
I feel that. Well, I appreciate you pulling up.
Thank you.
Pulling
so
up,
much.
Up, up. And hey. This is the Swervin Podcast, and we're out.